Okay, we are in Maseches Beitza, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, the beginning of Perek Dalet. So the Mishnah opens up talking about the conversation of Uvda the Chol. We spoke about it in the previous Perek, and we're going to continue speaking about it right now, and then we'll go into a conversation about Mukta and the like. But Mishnah Aleph again talks about the idea of Uvda the Chol. There are some things that in theory there's no prohibition to do it, but the Chazal said you can't do it because it looks too much like the weekday, and if it's too much like the weekday, we're worried you're going to make like a Bizayon for Yontif, so therefore you can't do it on Yontif. So what are these things that are prohibited on Yontif because of Uvda the Chol? So see, let's see what the Mishnah says. Mishnah Aleph, Hamivi Kade Yayin Mimakum Lamakum Lo Yivim Besal Uvekupa. If a person is bringing jugs of wine from one place to another on Yontif, he can't bring them in a basket or like a box, even if it's like not full. Let's say it's easier to carry, so you're carrying two jugs, and you just want to carry them in a box. It's nicer. It's easier. You can't carry them like that from place to place. Why? Because when you use a basket or a box, it's usually used to carry like a lot of wine, and it's like he's carrying like a big load, and then it looks like a weekday activity, and therefore it's prohibited. Aval mevi hu al kaseifa olafanav, but he can bring these jugs of wine on his shoulder, or he can hold them in his hands like in front of him, because that's how a person carries like small quantities of wine, and therefore it doesn't resemble ovtu d'chol, and therefore it is totally permissible to do that. V'chein ha-molichas ha-teven lo yafshil es ha-kupa l'achurav, and so too, regarding other things like straw. So when it comes to straw, if a person is carrying a box of straw, they can't then like sling this box over their back to carry it, because this appears like they're carrying like a large load, or maybe you're going to travel on like a long journey, and therefore because of that it looks like the chol, so you can't do it. Aval mevia hu biyado, but he can carry it. He can carry this box of straw in his hand. He just can't sling it behind his back. Because that looks that doesn't look right for Yontif. But again, you can carry it in your hand. Okay, umaschilin ba'arimas hateven. Now switching to the conversation of muktzah. So a person can begin to take stalks of straw from a new pile of straw, and the chiddush here is that maybe you'd say there's a new pile of straw that I'm breaking into, so maybe I'm not allowed to go into the new pile of straw because it's like muktzah, because I never really set it aside. Obviously the pile of straw that I was already dealing with, so that's obviously not muktzah, but the pile of straw that's brand new that I haven't touched before Yontif, then maybe it's muktzah. So no, the Mishnah says that a person is allowed to take stalks of straw from a new pile of straw, even though the owner had not necessarily planned before Yontif to use this straw, right? But nonetheless, the thought is, the reason why it's permissible is very simple, is because if he would have known that he would have needed more straw, then obviously he would have set it aside. But since he didn't technically set it aside, since it was fit to be set aside, he therefore can take this straw from this new pile of straw on Yontif. Again, even though he didn't officially set it aside. But we can't begin taking lumber that's in the backyard storage area and use this lumber to fuel fire, even though it's obviously permissible to do this on even though it's obviously permissible to fuel a flame on Yontif, right? You want to cook or whatever, so you want to fuel a fire. So nonetheless, you can take the lumber from the backyard storage area, and it seems like the Mefarshim explain that this is not just regular wood. If it was regular wood, then seemingly it would be permissible. But why this is prohibited to take from this lumber that's in the backyard storage area is because this wood was never meant for Yontif use in the first place. It wasn't firewood. It was like for construction. And so since it was for construction, there was never even a world that this was ever fit, quote-unquote, to be used for firewood, and therefore it's not allowed to be taken. It is okay, Mishnah Beis. Ein notlin eitzim min asukah. A person can't detach wood from a sukkah, from like a hut, on Yontif. The reason why is because this is like it's soser, it's demolishing. You can't demolish on Yontif. You can't take wood from the sukkah on Yontif. Elamin ha-samuchla. But if you have wood that's like right next to the hut, then, you know, just sitting there right next to it, not attached to it, so you can take that wood. Mevien eitzim min asadah min amechunas. Furthermore, a person can bring wood from a field only if it's from a pile that the owner had gathered before Yontif. So you imagine you have all this wood scattered throughout the field. The only time you're allowed to use that wood on Yontif is if you had actually made a nice pile of that wood before Yontif in the field, and so now you're going on Yontif, you're going to take it from that pile. And the reason why this is allowed only with the pile is because when you have it had gathered together before Yontif, you're showing that you wanted to use it on Yontif, so it's not Muktzeh. But if it's not gathered, you seemingly did not want to use it on Yontif, and therefore you can't just go and take it, because if it's not piled, then and it is scattered around, then it is considered to be Muktzeh. Umina karpich afilu mina mefuzar. But we say that, let's say you have all this wood, but it's in like an enclosed area, so even if it is scattered, and it's not gathered together in a nice pile, a person is allowed to bring this wood in and use this wood. And the reason why over here is very simple, because this enclosure is considered like a safe area where a person would keep things to use on Yontif. Therefore, even if he didn't actually pile it up and it is scattered, but if it's in this enclosed area, it is permissible to use and it's not considered a mikzah. You are allowed to use this wood on Yontif. Ezehu karpeif. So the Mishnah then concludes with the following question. Well, how do I know what an enclosed area is? Everything is enclosed in some way, shape, or form. Even the field, in theory, it's enclosed on some level, maybe. So ezehu karpeif. What is actually an enclosed area in this context? Kosha samach la'ir. Any area that has two qualifications, one that's implicit and one that's explicit. So any enclosed area that's like near the town, and also it's an area that needs to have like a lock and a key. That's what makes it an enclosed area. Again, a lock and a key, and it needs to be near the town. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yossi, remember, Rabbi Yossi says no. Kol shenichnasen lo b'fol sachas v'afilu b'soch techum Shabbos. Whoa! Any enclosure that has a lock and needs to be entered with a key doesn't need to be near the town at all. Rather, if it has those qualifications, then the law of an enclosure would apply, even if it was anywhere within the Tchum Shabbos. So it seems like, according to Rabbi Yossi, you need either or. Either it needs to be near the city without a lock and key, or if it has a lock and key, it could even be as far as 2,000 amos away within the Tchum Shabbos, then you can use it. So again, Rabbi Yossi says either or, and Rabbi Yehuda says you need to have both. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. God willing, next time.